Trevor Alcorn, victorious Tyrone manager. You must be very very happy with that victory over Silverbridge here today.
Ach, we are, and we're very happy with us today. Now, it was just kind of getting the monkey off the back, getting over the first round. And, I mean, that's 2 years in a row now you're in the preliminary round. It's nice to even say that. It's nice to be able to say you got out of Donegal. So, I mean, that was a bonus for us. But to get over the first round, it's just the boys can relax now, and they've been in the competition. They know now what they kind of expect when they come up here. They know now about the playing surface, and I think we're here next week again. So, no, very, very happy with the performance. Very happy.
A dream start. 6 points to no score up after 12 minutes. You were coming up on the bus this morning. Like, you couldn't have dreamed of that.
You couldn't have dreamed, no. That was just a dream come through, even to not know what you were up against, as I said. And then to go 6 points up against a breeze, we were looking to be trying to be in that game at 20 minutes in, hoping that we weren't maybe too far adrift, or just trying to live with them, or trying to, you know, still be thereabouts or match them. And to be 6 points up was a brilliant start. And even, I mean, they kicked a lot of wides early in that game, but they were forced wides. You know, our boys were that, they were immense in the tackle. They were working there, you know, working very, very hard, and that was the reason they forced, you know, this team to kick wides, and that's the reason we got over the line.
Yeah, Silverbridge day, and like, as all teams are going to get a bit of a purple patch, they kicked four on the spin, and your team had gone 17 minutes without a score, but then late in the half, a penalty, Ryan McFadden tucked it away nicely.
I did, and Ryan's meticulous all the time in his performance. He's gone in there the day with his head down, and he shouldn't be going in there with his head down. He was unbelievable. But Ryan expects perfection, you know, every day he's out. And even when things weren't going his way at spells in the first half, he still had the composure to go up then and stick the penalty away, which gave us that wee cushion. And we needed that cushion at that time. You know, Silverbridge were just starting to come alive a wee bit, and with that breeze at their back, you know, a long ball in and maybe a goal on the other side, it's a 6 point swing. That penalty was a big cushion. I'll not say turning point, because we were going well, but it turned us back on track again, if you can say that.
Yeah, your game management was excellent in the second half, because to be fair, they threw a lot at you, a lot of high balls in. Young Connor Cassidy in particular seemed to pick up a lot of balls in the sweeper position, but a lot of fellas attacking the ball aggressively, and it served you well.
Aye, it did, and when you looked in, you know, it was worrying to see them putting that long ball in, because that they had resorted to that. They needed a goal. They weren't going for their scores. They were looking to drop that ball in around the area and try and maybe get something from it. And 9 times out of 10, you can get things in there, you know, when you put on a dirty ball. Everybody was very good in that respect. I mean, even Jamie Grant there, cornerback, came out with the ball. I thought it was a perfect tackle. And I know the free was given against him. Connor definitely came out with a lot of ball there. Even Mark Toy. Steve McDade there caught one right on his huckster, you know, just late on in that, and that was another big high ball in, and it's so nice to see a Maroon jersey getting on it just and walking out. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and you advance now to the quarterfinals, I believe, and it's Emmy Vale from Monaghan, is that correct?
It is, aye. Emmy Vale from Monaghan now next week. The advantage probably is that we're back here again, so we know the venue. We're hoping maybe the jurors will be working here next week. It'll be a big advantage, and they might turn the heat off, but we're happy now that we know what the playing surface is like. We know where the pitch is. We know what to expect. We know our time frame coming up, you know, the road. All them wee things are out of the way now, and the boys are just looking forward now to next week.